Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Matthew. It's a pretty short one, so I'm excited to dive into it. First, I have a question. Have you ever found yourself in need of some rest? In need of a little break from all the things going on in your life? Well, Jesus has a great invitation for us today, so let's dive in. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." That's a nice one. I feel like the last couple of days we've had some crazy readings, but today Jesus is coming to us and speaking to us about rest. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to talk about Sabbath. Like, what is Sabbath? What is genuine, good, holy, sanctified rest with the Lord? What does it mean for you to take Sabbath? What does it mean? I had the beautiful opportunity actually of taking over another beautiful ministry. They work for just bringing the gospel to other women in the Catholic Church, Blessed Is She, and I got to take over their Instagram for a Sunday talking about how I Sabbath. And when they first asked me that, I was like, wow, how do I Sabbath? Looking at my Sunday, I was like, I actually have a pretty crazy day that Sunday. I have a retreat that's happening on campus that I'm going to go to the mass for. There's this, that, and the other thing I have to get done. And I actually just took the opportunity to ask a lot of the women missionaries how they Sabbath. And they just had such beautiful responses. I wish I could play for you the video. It was so beautiful seeing the conglomeration of different responses and how actually Jesus-centered their rest looked. But it wasn't always just like, I sit and I pray, I read scripture, I meditate. All those things, amazing, amazing ways to find rest. But Jesus wants to rest with us in the things that we love and the things that we're passionate about and the things that bring us life. And for you, if that's reading scripture and meditating, oh, beautiful. But for any of you who feel like you're trying to find rest doing things that you think you're supposed to do rather than the things that you love with the Lord and with Jesus, know that those things can be Jesus-centered and that you can enter into rest with him in those things. Something really beautiful one of the people said was, I love to climb trees. I love to climb trees. And I asked them, how does that bring you rest? And she just said, being in nature and playing actually just invites me so much into like this childlike joy that the Father has for me. And I'm brought into the rest that Jesus has for me. So I just want to invite us today, like maybe rest doesn't exactly look like what you always thought it should. Maybe rest is Jesus coming to meet you in the things that you love. It says here, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart. I just think that take my yoke upon you and learn from me. When we look to Jesus, we see him celebrating and rejoicing with his friends. We see him playing with young kids. We see him doing all sorts of things. And I think that those are the things that he's inviting us into, to take his yoke upon us and to learn from him and his humble, humble heart. So I just want to pray for us right now. I just want to pray that we would be open to a new way of resting and a new Sabbath. And I think one more thing I want to add before we pray, just like, I think a lot of us fail to actually take time to rest and to like Sabbath with the Lord. So if you needed to hear this today, like this is your invitation. Rest is important and rest in the Father is so important. If you feel like you have to keep going to strive to prove something to the Lord, he says, no, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I will give you rest. So take that invitation today if that's what you need. Rest is a good thing. The Father sees your work and your labor and toil, and he just wants to give you good gifts. He wants to rest with you. He wants to calm your heart, and he wants to give you comfort and peace. So let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Lord, we thank you for the abundance of peace and rest that you have for our hearts. We thank you for inviting us into Sabbath in a place of consolation and rest. You are so good to us, and we just receive all that you have for us, and we just say yes to your invitation for more. And Lord, we pray that you would just send your Spirit down upon us today. Amen. Again, this has been a scripture reflection from Matthew. My name is Sarah, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.